Well, good morning to everyone. I want to talk briefly this morning about balance, specifically balance in our Christian lives. As followers of God, we are instructed to be aware of the evil deeds that are committed in the world and to be a voice of justice. In Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4, it says we are to, quote, sigh and cry for the abominations that are done around us. Isaiah 58:1 says, quote, cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet, and tell my people their sins. Now in Luke 21, Jesus gave several prophecies regarding some of the evil and terrible things that will happen in the end times. And in verse 36, he instructed us to watch and be aware of what was going on in the world. So, being observant, being aware, being cognizant of the sin and evil in the world is part of our commission as Christians. But let us be honest with ourselves. Does it ever become burdensome to continually be bombarded with a seemingly never-ending number of evil acts that occur on a daily basis throughout our community, our nation, and the world in general? All we have to do is watch the news on TV, the internet, or hear it on the radio, and we can become very depressed, disheartened, and cynical. Sometimes all of this can get to us to the point where we don't even want to keep up with the news because it is so distressing. But friends, this is where balance becomes so important. We as Christians, for our own spiritual health, need balance. If we spend the majority of our time emphasizing, rehashing the evil in the world, it will be very difficult to have inner peace. Brethren, if we only accentuate the depressing things of life, we are in danger of becoming depressed and miserable ourselves. Now in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 8, the Apostle Paul gave some very lovely advice that can assist us in maintaining proper balance. Paul says this, quote, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Brethren, as we observe the evil, the corruption, the sin that is so evident in the world, let us also balance our emphasis with the good things in the world. Things like God's creation, a spectacular sunset, a remarkable sunrise, a mother's loving care, the innocence of a child, our Heavenly Father's wisdom, Jesus Christ's example of unconditional love, and the promise of a better world tomorrow. Let us all balance our lives by thinking on these good things. Amen.